Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio, as he is monthly, Ned Flynn from Arion HR. We're in to talk about, well, some changes that could impact small business. Welcome back to the News Hour, Ned. Good to see you.
Thanks, Michael. Great to be here.
Wow. Lots of, you know, with Great Britain leaving the European Union, I mean, could things get any more difficult from time to time for business?
I think it would be hard to get more difficult than it has been lately.
Yeah, that's exactly true. One of the reasons that we don't, in this country anyway, open up votes of that magnitude to the general population. You know, sometimes it can get sideways on us, and that's what everybody's talking about. Of course, you heard the market report earlier. But there was another change that happened recently with the Labor Department. You're here to talk about it. Take us on.
Well, it was a coincidental timing, as I mentioned to you earlier. We were in Washington, D.C. at a legislative conference and meeting with legislators and talking about the impact on small business owners primarily. And the Fair Labor Standards Act, right, overtime rule change was passed May the 16th. Goes into effect December 1st of 2016. And so just coincidental timing, but a pretty significant impact for employers.
Yeah, it is a significant impact. And I think one of the really interesting thing is how the Labor Department defines a small business. Now, you and I might think of a small business as being mom, dad, and, you know, five kids or something like that. But really, the Labor Department has pegged small business at what, Ned?
Yeah, a small business is defined by the Small Business Administration as 500 employees or less.
Wow.
And the impact that those businesses have on the economy is significant, especially over the last 20 years. I read some research recently. 66% of all new jobs since 1970 have come from small businesses.
Right.
And since 1990, 4 million jobs have been eliminated by large business, and 8 million jobs have been created
by small business. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when we talk about small business, that comprehension that you can have 400 people working for you and still be considered a small business is rather different, because many of us know businesses out there that we think, oh, they're small, they're, you know, not many employees at all, but 400, 450 people, that's still regarded as a small business according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So when the Fair Labor Standards Act was redone, and it talked about particularly overtime, right? What happened?
So the definition of who gets paid hourly and who gets paid salary, you know, there's a duties test that define,
yes,
that. However, there are exemptions for certain classes of employees that would otherwise be classified as hourly, but because of the exemption, employers are able to pay them on a salary basis.
Got it.
The exemptions are for administrative types of employees. They call them learned professionals, creative professionals, or computer employees. And then, of course, there's an outside sales exemption as well.
And those exemptions have allowed businesses to keep them on salary. And there's all kinds of other tests for that as well, from, you know, whether or not you actually manage anyone, or if you're taking direction, you're giving direction, all those other kinds of things. And but those exemptions are still in place?
The exemptions are still in place. When the exemptions were, I'm not sure if it's created or amended last, it was about 20 years ago.
Right.
And the as long as they made 24,000 and some change, $23,660 per year, and they met the qualifications for the exemption, then they could be paid salary.
Correct. Which then would not allow them to gain overtime.
Correct.
Correct.
And so that that threshold has been increased to $47,476.
So we've gone from an exemption number of
23,660
to 40?
47,476.
All right. Now, the first question anybody's going to have is how come it jumped that fast or that far?
When the original threshold was established, there was no consideration for an impact of inflation. So when they when President Obama in 2014 recommended that the threshold be adjusted for inflation, they had to make up some 20 years of inflation.
So yeah, so when the law was first established, nobody put in that, you know, you got to be wondering about that a little bit. You know, there's a long-term ruling like this. Somebody should have probably said, hey, what about that inflation figure, you know? And then it wouldn't have been such a huge gulp all at one time.
And the new law does include revisit every 3 years and a potential adjustment for inflation every 3 years.
So when we've increased this by that many thousands of dollars for this exemption for overtime, what's the impact on business?
Now, the estimations for the impact are as much as $1.2 billion.
Okay.
You know, there's more than just the financial aspect of things. There's an operational impact. For example, it's going to be very important for employers to track the hours worked by these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Employers need to revisit some of their policies about work from home and access to their systems. For example, if an employee is checking email at home, that is
work hours.
Work hours.
Right.
And how do you capture that time, and how do you track that, and how do you report that? There's a morale component to this. There's a status symbol around being a salaried employee. And there are going to be employees who are going to have to be reclassified to hourly. And that message needs to be delivered carefully so that the employees aren't upset by it. It seems strange, but that's going to be an important component to this.
Well, sure it is. And I suspect that, you know, if business and nonprofits are also included in this.
Nonprofits are... are probably – we've actually got we'll talk about it in a bit. We did a white paper, but we've got a special section for nonprofits because we believe they'll be one of the industries that's impacted most significantly.
Hmm. And probably one of those businesses that has least opportunity to adjust their income levels because most nonprofits work off of contributions.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting thing. So now – Arion HR has put together a white paper for business so that they can perhaps, what, download this and find out all of the intricacies about what's going on with the recent ruling?
Yeah, you know, Arion, we support 5,000 small businesses in the Midwest, and we provide different services, technology, HR, contact center, but ultimately what we're trying to do is provide the resources that allow our employers to get back to work, focus on what they do best.
Sure.
And a major initiative for us is educating small businesses on things like
things
the FLSA
like this.
Regulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got several white papers we've published. We've got another one on
technology
security.
He had one on Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, right.
So, but the white paper that we did was overwrought by overtime, and we
overwrought by overtime.
Right.
Catchy.
Yeah, yes.
I like.
So what we hope to do in this white paper is first educate on what has changed, what stayed the same, and then provide some helpful things to think about in crafting a strategy to deal with the new rules.
Mm-hmm. And some of those strategies, I'm sure, have to be, well, organically done within the company because everybody's a bit different. But I suspect that there are some overarching strategies that an employer can take a look at that might be included in the white paper. Would that be accurate?
Yes. You know, for example, some critical considerations that we've included are, you know, employees in the same position need to be classified the same. So you really have to look at your positions. Another thing that I think a lot of employers don't recognize is that overtime is based on a 7-day work week. A lot of times the employers that have a biweekly payroll will look at their, you know, in 2 weeks, did they work more than 80 hours, but the rules apply on a weekly basis.
Mm.
So two considerations there. One is, you know, how are you tracking hours so that you can evaluate on a weekly basis? And then, you know, the other consideration is, you know, how you schedule work so that you avoid overtime.
Sure. We're talking with Ned
Flynn.
We're
possible.
Yeah, we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, with Ned Flynn. He is with Arion HR, and he is the vice president of sales there. And talking about your small business and what this recent impact is going to be on a decision that takes effect on the 1st of December, which is not that far away.
No, but there is time to evaluate the impact of the rule changes and to come up with a strategy. And I think that one of our recommendations is that you establish a communication strategy and that you implement that strategy early and often.
You know, of all the things that you've said, I think the one thing that really hit me was the morale aspect. Because, you know, sometimes we don't think about this. We think about it in dollars and cents and $1.4 billion impact, those kinds of things. But really, when an individual goes from salaried to hourly in that big spread that's there as an exemption, that could have a significant impact on how they feel about themselves and their employer.
Yes, and I mean, it is as much the reclassification, which I think is an instance, but most organizations will want to limit, if possible, the amount of overtime, and that's going to require putting either restrictions or tracking more closely the hours that are worked, and that has an impact on morale as well.
Sure it does.
So we would just really recommend that employees are educated on the what and the why and how it fits into the overall business goals. And I think that that will go a long way towards managing the morale aspects of the message.
And the really neat thing about this is if you're listening to this live or if you're listening to this conversation we're having with Ned Flynn right now on the podcast, you need to know that there is a clickable link here in the podcast that will take you directly to this white paper that's been produced by Arion HR for you to take a look at and see how you necessarily work within this new system, right?
Yes, so we've created a web page to educate employers, and also the white paper is there. But it's arion.com/insight on business with dashes in between. But it'll be in the email
we'll
that you send out.
We will have that, of course, in the blog post and for the podcast. Thank you, Ned, for doing this. This is some seminal stuff for small businesses, no matter where they happen to be. And what's really cool about the Business News Hour, we go with the podcast all over the United States. So that's kind of fun at the same time. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. We were talking with Ned Flynn about recent changes to the FSLA Act with regard to overtime and how you classify employees, how critically important that's going to be for any business. We also talked today with Dave Miller from the Iowa Farm Bureau about the impact Great Britain has with regard to imports and exports and the strong dollar, how that might impact us even more. Laura Kennard was in with networking. We just listened to Ned Flynn, the vice president of sales for Arion HR. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. You want some music for your business? We'll hook you up. Have a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.